friends. Welcome to Dancing in the Kitchen podcast. I'm your host, Debbie Stovacek. This podcast is about coming back to what makes you hungry for happiness, what feeds your soul. It's about remembering the crazy stories that got us where we are and the things we want to tell our younger self so we don't get lost along the way. It's about our favorite meals and the memories, the smells, the taste, the conversations, the people, and maybe even the meals we'd rather forget, but are etched in our minds anyway. So let's have conversations over cupcakes, or we can have happy hour. We'll talk about the music we listened to in the 80s, the music we listen to now. What's our happy place, and why it's so important? I created this podcast because I had lost myself until one day I found myself blasting the music while I was cooking and dancing around my kitchen. These are things I love to do, but I stopped doing them for some reason. Maybe by sharing my stories and those of my friends at the table or on the dance floor, it will help you uncover yourself too by stirring up your own memories. I hope this podcast brings you joy, nourishment, and maybe a laugh or two along the way. So ready or not, let's get started. Hey friends, I hope you're enjoying the start to your summer as much as I am. Today we have another fun conversation with a smart, witty, and adorable kiddo that has had an impact in my life. Today, you will meet Miss Lily. You may remember her mama from episode 13, Doing Life with Danielle Mixon. Danielle and her husband, Joseph, host a life group from Grace Church, Medina East Campus. And I am already missing them and the snacks. Go back and listen and y'all will know what I'm talking about. Before I moved, the kids from Life Group all drew me pictures and notes, which were included in a big envelope from the whole Life Group family, filled with encouragement and faith-filled messages. Their parents also wrote some pretty great notes, too. The purpose of the envelope is for when I'm feeling down or discouraged. I randomly pull out a card or a drawing, and it lifts me up. For sure, this is working. I love looking at the pictures these kids have made, and of course their parents' notes too. So before we jump into today's chat, I want to mention we had some difficulties, technically speaking, because my moving cube still hadn't arrived yet when we recorded this conversation, and I didn't have my equipment. I hope you're able to hear Lily, because she is pretty amazing. So let's not waste any more time and dive on in. Welcome back, everybody. We're going to continue our conversations with some kids and some of my favorite kiddos who have had an impact in my life. And today I am talking with my little friend, Lily, who I just adore this girl. She's so smart. And I met her through our church life group. Her mom and dad hosted, or and they still host, but since I moved, I'm not there anymore, our life group. And so I want to welcome Lily. Thank you for being here today. Hi. How old are you, Lily?
I'm 10.
10? Did you just turn 10? I think you have a birthday coming up, don't you?
My birthday is in October.
Oh, okay. Abby just had a birthday, your sister. Right. Okay. So Lily is the oldest of four kids, right?
Yes.
Yes. So tell me about your brothers and sister.
So my little sister, Abby, is, I think, 8. I have no idea, but she's in second grade. She has a friend named Ava, and she also does gymnastics, but she's in a different team.
Okay. And
Lucas, he's six and he does baseball and he's very athletic. He runs around a lot. And then Ezekiel cries a lot because he's getting to the terrible twos.
You're so funny. And what is it that you like to do for fun, Lily?
I do gymnastics and sometimes piano when I just need to put some music in my ears.
Ah, I didn't know you played the piano. How long have you been playing the piano?
Since I was six.
Oh, very nice. So when we come over to your house for life group, there's always snacks. We always joke around that the Mix and Life group has the best snacks, and they really do. And I miss last night, you guys had a really good dinner from what I heard. So I'm sad that I missed it. So do you have a favorite kind of food?
No, I mean, I like combinations of food, because I'm kind of like that, and I combine some of my foods. Like, normally I eat chicken with my beans and Brussels sprouts, and I just make it into a big pile, and then I eat it together, and sometimes I sprinkle bacon or cheese on top. And then
Interesting.
whenever I make like an omelet, I put a lot of stuff on it. Except mushrooms and avocados. I don't like mushrooms or avocados.
Now, that was my next question, is what are some things you don't like to eat? So, no mushrooms. No, I'm not a fan of mushrooms either. Avocados I like, but I didn't like them when I was your age. So.
Used to like them. Like my mom would peel an avocado and cut it up, and I would just eat the whole thing because I used to love them so much. Like my taste buds changed and I didn't like them anymore. So my mom made them get like rotten and then see if I like them. Cause she thought it was a texture thing. No, it's just the taste. It's disgusting.
You're so funny. And you like to make cupcakes. That's a
Yes.
thing that we have in common. So I remember, do you remember this? And I know you will. When I first met you, I had gone to a business conference and I came back to Life Group and we started talking. And you asked me to teach you how to make cupcakes.
Yes.
Do you remember this?
Yes. Because I only knew how to make box cupcakes and I wasn't very good at those. Because they ended up in a big mess, mainly on the floor. And then I saw the frosting and it was just so moist and I loved it. I was like, you've got to teach me how to make these.
Well, when we were sitting on the couch that night, you asked me to make you cupcakes. And I talked with your mom about this on the pod when she was on the podcast. And I said, well, your mom is pretty good. I'm pretty sure she can teach you. And you said, no, Miss Debbie, I want you to teach me. And I said, well, it's funny. And you asked me something about teaching kids how to bake in their kitchen, like at their house. And I said, it's funny you asked me that because that's one of my goals that I learned from this business conference. And you told me, well, if it's your goal, you should achieve it.
I
Do you remember?
remember, yes, when I first met you, I was like 6 or 7, and I was very like, if it was your goal, you better achieve it or just work hard at it.
That's right.
A girl when I was 6 or 7.
You're so driven and I love you're so smart, you are very aware and you're very smart. And then later on I learned somebody won a ribbon at the county fair
Yes.
for cupcakes.
That
Who was that, Lily? So you didn't need me to teach you anyway.
No, I did not.
But yeah.
I think it was the looks because of the cupcakes because that I made at the fair because so it had like this magenta cool color of frosting and then Maleficent like horns because that's the theme I was going for. And my mom like helped me dig out the fondant, and she colored it with her hands. I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that. But then I cut it and shaped it into like these weird little horns. And it looked kind of like a pink bull.
That's funny. Oh my gosh. But you did you get the blue ribbon for those?
Yeah, the first place.
Awesome. That's so good. So do you like to listen to music? Do you have a favorite kind of music or a favorite song?
I like country and jazz. Two of my favorite bands are like, it's called Too Many Zoos. It's jazz and it's all instrumental. And then my favorite country singer is Zac Brown. He has his own band, Zac Brown Band. And my favorite toes is, I mean, my favorite song is Toes. Because it just kind of is like what we normally play at the beach. It's the first song my dad ever plays at the beach. He's like, because this is us at the beach, this is my dad at the beach. He'll, but because it says like toes in the water, and then he sits down in the sand, and my dad will do that, and he'll be like, yep, this is true now.
I knew you were going to say Zac Brown Band because your mom told me you guys like to listen to that a lot. So, but I
Abby
didn't
loves
know.
Luke Bryan. Abby wants to see Luke Bryan so bad, but he's going in like Cincinnati in a weird time, and we're going to be at the beach. And I'm just like, I'm going Zac Brown Band. You go to Luke Bryan. Dad will go to with me. Mom, you go with Abby, and then we're done here.
What beach are you going to?
It's called the Gulf of Mexico, and we're going to Orange Beach in
Oh, in Alabama. That's where your mom and dad, well, your dad is from Alabama, but your mom.
there's a Florida place called Perdido Key. They like split the shore of the Gulf of Mexico in half, kind of. Well, as far as I know, it's part Alabama, part Florida. And last year we stayed in Florida, and the arcades were so different. And I was like, they don't have the game I want, because we go to Orange Beach and they have these certain games that you can only find there. I was like, where is that game? I need it.
You're so funny. So you like to play arcade games. What's your favorite game you like to play?
Probably there's this one where you like squirt in the duck's mouth, and I'm pretty good at aiming. Like, you have to get straight in the duck's mouth, and it's not open very wide. And it's like for 10 to 10 and up. And I'm just like, at six, I got
You got this.
Me and my dad will race each other to see how many we could get, or how long we could stay with it. And I actually win. And then me and my dad always play air hockey. And it's, I always win because my dad goes easy on me. But he said, this year I ain't going easy on you. We're going to do it normal.
You're so funny. But so, okay, so you like to play arcade games, you're going to the beach, and you're going someplace else pretty special next week from the day from when we're recording this. Tell me about that. Tell me where you're going next week.
I totally forgot where it's called. It
I
is
know.
junior camp. It is on Beulah Beach.
There you go.
So excited, because I think we're leaving Monday, and it's just me and Ezekiel in the car. So I'm just like, yeah, I get to pick the music. I don't have to listen to my siblings. It's gonna be so exciting.
So this camp that you're going to, it's from church, right?
Yes. And my friend from school who sits next to me, her name is Courtney. She is also going to the same camp. She doesn't go to our church, though. She goes to a different church.
Ah, but she's going to camp with you. So that'll be fun. And so it's like sleepaway camp. You're going to stay the night up there, right?
Yes. I think it's for like 6 days. I have it on my calendar. It starts Monday and ends Saturday, I think. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, because I want to hear about church camp. I bet you're going to have so much fun.
Yeah.
Are you scared?
No.
No. Good.
Because I
Good.
know a lot of people there. Like, I know most of the people are gonna be there because they're in Surge, or either I already knew them. Like, there's this girl named Brooke who me and her can talk about Harry Potter without people being like, "Who are you?" or "What is that?" And me and Brooklyn can just be like, "Oh yeah," and then Sirius Black did this, and then this, and then this.
Oh boy. Well, that's good that you already know some people, because sometimes when you go someplace all by yourself, it can be scary. So I'm glad you're going to have some friends there already that you know.
Me too.
Yeah. So you are just finishing up fourth grade, right?
Yes.
Yes. I remember when I was your age, I went to church camp for the first time. And I went to a place called Camp Asbury. And the funny thing about that, I didn't know anybody there. And when I got there was, the group of girls were in our cabin, and there were two girls from Brunswick, which is where they lived. But at the time, I was living in a town called Boardman. So I was living somewhere else in Ohio. And so we met and we were friends at church camp because when you go to church camp, you're going to meet a lot of people and you're going to make some new friends and sing some songs and do some campfire things. It'll be a lot of fun. Well, it's funny because that was like between fourth and fifth grade. But then when I got into the eighth grade, we moved to Brunswick and I met those two girls all over again. So we were friends again. But we knew each other from fourth grade at camp. And so then when I moved to Brunswick, then we got to see each other again. It was kind of cool. So that's one of my memories of church camp. I went to church camp pretty much every summer, went from the fourth grade all the way up through, I want to say, ninth grade. So it's fun.
This one's only up to sixth grade. Well, it depends on what time they go because you might not be able to go in sixth grade between the time of when they switch grades
Right.
in the Power Kids. So it's gonna be weird because some people I know only went 1 or 2 years because of when they switched to sixth grade. And last year it was virtual, so it wasn't as fun, and we didn't really get to do much besides eat candy that they sent us and do some activities. But other than that, it wasn't that fun during virtual.
Yeah, well, you'll have fun this year. So, because you'll be in person and you'll get to stay the night and it'll be a lot of fun.
I'm nervous to stay the night because I normally only sleep in my sound machine. It plays Ocean Waves, and because I slept with my parents, and my dad has a sound machine in his room, so I started crying when we moved into different a house, and my dad got rid of the sound machine because I couldn't sleep. So they're just like, "Oh yeah, we'll just buy another sound machine." It stuck for me for 10 years.
Like to listen to music when I fall asleep too. I usually just listen to something on Pandora on my phone. It just kind of puts me to sleep. So,
Mine sounds like ocean waves, but there's like 10 other settings, and I only use ocean waves, and I can't fall asleep to anything else. Even like other ocean waves, unless it sounds exactly like that, I'm not gonna fall asleep.
Wow. Well, Lily, I miss you and your family so much. And I just can't say enough how much I always have loved coming to Life Group because you were there and your whole family, like I said, Abby and Lucas and Zeke. I remember when he was born, and now he's over 2 years old, 2.5 years old, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. He's a tall guy. He really is. I hope he doesn't have asthma because if he does, there's like for us, there's this thing that we have to take that stunts our my growth. But both my brothers are pretty tall dudes, and my sister's just normal, and I'm short. That includes the feet.
You're funny. Oh my gosh, Lily. Well, I don't really have much more to say other than I miss you and I hope you have a great time at camp next week. And yeah, I mean, was there anything else you wanted to tell me?
When you first left, I told my mom, I'm gonna miss Miss Debbie, but not as much as her cupcakes. Those are really cute. What?
You're missing my cupcakes more than me.
What? They're good. No, I miss them because they're made by you.
Oh, okay. Good save, girlfriend. And I was touched because the last time I was at Life Group, you made cupcakes for me. And they were delicious. They were so
Thank you.
good.
Thank you.
So, well, Lily, I want to thank you for taking some time and talking to me and just kind of letting me know a little bit more about yourself and some things you like to do for fun and play. And because right now on the podcast, that's what we're talking about is just being a kid and having fun. And you definitely know how to do that.
Thanks.
Sure. So, all right, kiddo, I'm going to get going. I want to thank you again so much.
Me too. I
All
mean,
right.
it was
All right, you take care.
fun. Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, the things that kids will say. Did you hear her say she's got it on her calendar when we were talking about camp? This girl is going places. I have no doubt she will do big things. Lily and I have always had a connection through our love of baking and cupcakes, and I will always remember that conversation about achieving our goals. She is so wise beyond her years, and I'm sure her mama will attest to that. Let me ask you something. When you were 10, did you keep things on your calendar? I sure didn't. I only remember going to school and playing Ghost in the Graveyard or Kick the Can. So, just like we did last week, I want you to remember your 10-year-old self. What would you tell her or him? I found an article on the National Life Group Main Street blog that mentioned 11 thoughtful insights on navigating difficult times. And the author asked the same question about what would you tell your 10-year-old self? I wanted to share those with you because they're pretty relevant even as adults. Number one, be yourself. Number two, fall in love with you first. Three, you're beautiful just the way you are. Four, compete with your best self daily, not someone else, yourself. Five, smile even when you're sad. And I just wanted to add, acknowledge the sadness and know that it's okay to feel that way sometimes. But I do agree, if you can try to make yourself smile, it does make you feel better. Number six, know that it always gets better. Well, side note, in my experience, it's very hard to believe this one, but believe it anyway. Seven, live for the experience, not the material things. Amen. Number eight, seek understanding in life experiences and people. For this one, it's about looking to understand the purpose and the lesson and not ask, why me? Ask, how has it changed your life? This was huge for me in my own personal growth and experience over the last couple years, and I'm telling you, it's a game changer. Number 9, let people know when they've hurt you. Don't keep it inside. And I'll add, don't hurt them back. Number 10, empower others to help themselves. Number 11, practice forgiveness. It is so freeing to forgive, and yet it's so hard to do, isn't it? These are great lessons that we all need to keep in mind. Look at them as though you're 10, and then look at them as you are today. Getting in touch with our inner child can absolutely help you discover what it is we should be doing, where we should be going, and how to enjoy the journey along the way. And speaking of journeys, have you been following me on social media to keep up with what I'm up to? Well, if you'd like to connect and keep in touch, I am usually hanging out on Instagram at Dining with Debbie. That's my cooking and community page. You can find it on Facebook also, Dining with Debbie 33. Or I'm going to invite you to also follow me on my personal page at Debs410, that's D-E-B-S underscore 410 on Instagram for even more fun times. I would love to see what you're up to as well. So come on and join us in the Facebook group, Dancing in the Kitchen Podcast, and introduce yourself. Shoot me a direct message over there if you or someone you know would like to join me on the dance floor in my kitchen, which is this podcast, or if you have any questions. If you like this episode, could you take a screenshot, tag me, and share it with your friends on your social media? That would be awesome. Could you also do me one more favor and hit the subscribe button to this podcast and leave a review? That would mean the world to me. Because think about how cool it will be if we can make a difference in just one person's life by sharing our stories and talking about our favorite foods, favorite music, and what lights us up. I hope you leave today inspired and ready to find what makes you hungry for happiness. Thank you so much for listening today. Again, please subscribe, join me on the dance floor, in your kitchen, or wherever it is you find joy. Until next time, keep dancing in the kitchen.